Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
This is the podcast of the week that you need to listen to. I'll tell you what, the best one of the week.
Yeah, well,
by far.
Yeah, so far. we've got a big day. We've got Ed Cavalier going to be joining us a little later on. And also, I'm going to do a spray. You know, we see all these reality television shows, and I've sprayed a lot of them. But this one, Lego Masters.
Oh, come on. Finally a bit of fun, not drama and villains and victims. And
a 50-year-old playing with Lego still.
The ratings would argue that a lot of people like it.
Oh, well, there couldn't be a lot on because I don't know how they do.
All right. Can't wait for that one. Also, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this story that's coming up. I don't even know why. I think it's hilarious, but it does involve bagging out my fiancé, Jamie, big time. But
I want to listen to that.
It is funny, but you too, if I lose it, you might have to help me through it, okay?
We don't know the story. We'll just be...
I know, but save me if I'm really losing it, okay?
Bridge and Spider. This is the podcast. Please enjoy.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Bridge and Spider's Disney.
I can make your life here very easy, or I can make it hard.
Or dirty.
Give us a call now if you want to play. Last person standing. So whoever gets the third one right wins the prize this morning. So you could sweep in, you could score it. 13-27-10, Disney or Dirty Spider.
Yeah, we got a great prize up for grabs. And all I've got three movie headlines here for you. And you got to simply tell me, are they from a Disney movie or an adult-only dirty movie? So very easy to play along.
All right. Hey, let's say g'day to Rachel in Pack Pines. Hello, Rachel in Pack Pines.
Good morning.
Good morning. Beautiful day up there in Pack Pines. Ready for a big week?
Yep. Or just arrived at work, ready to go.
Good work. Okay, here we go.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, the first movie title, let us know, Disney or dirty? Fun, fancy, and free.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yes.
Have you seen that one before, Rach?
My strength is Disney, but I'm going to say that dirty.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yes, you've got to go with
it.
Sometimes you got to go with your strengths.
Oh, no.
Work on your weaknesses at other times, but go with your strengths.
All right, 13-27-10. We might need some more calls here. Kenny from Palm Beach. G'day.
How you going?
There you go. Hey, Ken. Fun, fancy, and free.
Disney.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations.
All right, Kenny.
You know what? It was Jimmy Cricket's first appearance.
Oh.
Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was
a musical fantasy comedy it was. Okay, anyway, the next one. As we say, you've got to last one standing. 13-27-10. Here we go. Kenny, horse and woman and dog.
No.
Oh, God, I hope that it's a Disney movie.
Oh, no.
Kenny.
Yeah, I'm gonna go dirty on that one.
Oh, Kenny, your mind. Kenny, your mind.
You're right on, Kenny.
Oh no.
Explain this one to us. I'm really dying to know what this one's about.
I am not saying anything about it. All I'm saying is it's a movie length DVD and it is a dirty movie.
I hope that woman was paid very well.
I don't know.
The horse was paid well.
Wow.
I don't even want to.
Okay.
Anyway, settling things up now.
Yes.
Did you say settling things up?
Oh, wow.
Kenny, here we go. For the win.
You snorted. Ben snorted.
I snorted.
First snort.
Here we go. Ready, Kenny?
He's ready.
Yep.
Funny things happen down under.
Let's go. Disney.
Oh, you're on fire, Kenny!
Yay. Hey, Kenny! You nearly said dirty. You're
well done, Kenny. Yeah, funny things happen down under. Believe it or not, it was Olivia Newton-John's first film.
Oh.
Yeah, children raised money to save a singing barn that they used to sing in.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, yeah, a little bit different to the horse and the woman and the dog.
Okay, we're not going back there.
James Ray in the anthology includes hit tracks from the last three decades. He's got an incredible back catalogue. You got a copy of that. Good on you, Kenny.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Disney or dirty, back tomorrow after a little more research.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, well, we can't wait until midnight tonight to black out on all the election promises and jargon, as we often call it.
You often call it.
No, but, you know, like, my spray's on. If you had to choose, and if you don't know who you're going to vote for yet, and you had to choose between either, you know, all the different parties, if it was the Green, if it was Liberal, Labor, Clive, or Pauline, whoever, what policy would get you over the line? What one policy? So, because this is what annoys me most.
All right.
They give you, you know, $500 million here on the roads and the light rail from Coolangatta back to Darang up to Brisbane. Seriously, when will all this happen and will it ever happen? They go, we'll give you $1 billion here and $500 million here and $100 million for this upgrade and that upgrade and all this. Does it ever happen? Mm. No, it doesn't.
No.
All I want to see is one simple policy from one of those, either the Liberals, Clive, Pauline, Labor, Greens, just one simple policy that would get me over the line.
All right.
Easy one. So if one of them come out and said, you know what, we will put car parking at Cbus Stadium and at Metricon.
Done. They've won.
Done. Okay? Because the M1, they're not going to, when's it ever going to happen?
Hopefully.
By the time they do it, what's going to happen? We're going to be overpopulated and it's going to be too small.
True that.
So just that one policy. Another one. More junior sports grounds on the Gold Coast.
Here, here.
For me, done.
Mm.
Lights at the turf club so we can have Friday night racing. Done. I'd vote for that.
You're so simple.
cheaper price food and full strength beer at the footy. Done. That easy. They're looking too big.
Right.
Just keep some of the simple things that are important to everyone on day-to-day basis, and I'll tell you what, they will get the vote. So for all you politicians out there, I know it's blackout from tonight, but then you've got another 72 hours to get our vote. Keep it simple, Sam, and just say, here it is, a nice, simple, one basic policy. And then you know what? You'll get our vote.
There we go.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Spider, you should be a campaign advisor, mate.
100%. Okay. 13, 20, 17. I want to know if any of these politicians come out with one simple election promise,
okay,
what would get your vote? It could be as silly as whatever you think, but what is that one policy?
I know what mine is. I'll tell you next.
That would get you over the line.
Yep. All right. Okay, well, 13, 20, 17, let's open it up. What's something that would get you over the line? Big or small? Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be billions. It could be meat pies at the footy.
Could be something you're just passionate about.
Exactly right. Something that even the local council hasn't done for you.
Yes.
And we've still got tickets to go and check out Rob Thomas at A Day on the Green. So best caller of the day. You know, it might happen now. You could score the tickets if you chime in on this. 13, 20, 7,
10. Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We don't normally get political, but far out.
No, we are today. No, well, it's a black from midnight tonight. It's a blackout. And I just wanted to throw it out there. If any party could give a policy out there that you really wanted, that you know you're going to get, it could sway your vote, what would it be? Because it doesn't matter. Like, they talk about $1 billion here and $1 million here and $100 million there. Let's be honest. How much of that stuff actually gets done? If they said, here we go, Bridge will do this and this is going to get your vote, what would it be?
Save the Great Barrier Reef. Save the koalas. Stop building
one thing.
Paving paradise.
One thing.
Okay. If I had to get one thing.
One.
People that get, they should be put away and the keys thrown out for animal cruelty. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that's heavy, but
that
seriously,
is heavy.
If anyone did say that, I'd be like, yep, great.
Some good suggestions coming through. 13, 27, 10, Karen in Southport. Free parking at hospitals.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That is very good. There's also a few people said looking after our veterans more, which I totally agree with.
Yes, pensioners as well.
And the other thing that should be, realistically, let's be honest, is that if you are getting a drink at a bar, that glass has to be cold.
My dad would vote for you.
See?
If that was your policy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if they put these policies out there, people will vote for them because we know it's achievable.
Can we have a no D-list celebrity like state?
Exactly.
That means no one from Married at First Sight can come and live here after they've done the show.
Well, if they've been on the show, we have to kick them out. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yep. They're not allowed to over the border. Okay. Who we got?
Danelle, is it? How are you going?
Good. How are you?
What would be that one campaign promise that would get you over the line?
Oh, lower petrol prices, please.
Yay,
Yep, here.
It's a nightmare driving into a petrol station, isn't it?
Yep.
It is. All those millions and billions, I'm sure they do a bit of a review and, lower the prices.
Good on you, Danelle. Great.
Thank you. Yeah, all great right. call.
Amy's in Coomber Bar. What's that one promise that would get you over the line?
Well, I live in Queensland, but I work in New South Wales, so if they could get rid of daylight savings, that would be great.
Yeah, great call.
Oh, that is a beauty, especially if you have an appointment over the border. It's so hard to figure out.
Yes, it's a pain.
Absolutely love it. That would actually sway a lot of voters. So well done, Amy. That's a great one.
What do you got for us, Steve? What would get you over the line?
Mate, I think every single person would make the vote if they just made a 4-day work week.
Gave us
a 3-day weekend. That'd be beautiful.
Would you take the Friday or would you take the Monday off?
You know what? I'm not picky.
It's true. It doesn't matter. It's still 3. I love it.
Okay. That's awesome. Thanks, Steve.
No problem.
There we go. There's some thought starters, Pollies, if you're listening.
Well,
that's what we want.
I know they listen. They've just got to work on them. It's not that hard.
Yeah, stop, Clive, with your billboards with your two big thumbs up.
Yeah.
Two massive thumbs are weird.
Just give us something basic.
Give us something.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
4 months to go, Bridge, till your wedding.
I've got a venue. What else do you need?
Groom, got that.
Yeah.
Tick. I got the groom. Haven't done the bridesmaid thing yet.
No.
Haven't.
No, I was just saying because, look, I've been there, done that. A few times. Yeah.
Mm.
And just
very well
you,
practiced.
Yeah, just giving you some advice on some of the things that you might not think about, some of the basic things that could take up a bit of time, and it's as easy as because you're getting married on the beach and people will be having a drink afterwards you get married is just having your glasses and the esky and everything down there, and then who's going to get it there and who's going to actually take it home as well?
Peter, you're such a big brother to me and you are so good, and I love the fact that, see, I got you off MC duty, so maybe you can help out with... Anyway, I thought it'd be easy as texting my friend to do the makeup. I said to her yesterday, hey, hun, you free September 7th? She's gone, yes, perfect. Where will you be getting ready? How many makeups? What time we need to be ready by? I have no answers to any of those questions.
You need answers.
Okay, 13, 27, 10, Gold FM family, please help Bridge out. What did you forget on your wedding day so we can learn and we can make a list of things for Bridge not to do? Adam in Upper Coomera, what did you forget?
Well, I got married about 10 years ago and my wife organised the whole lot. Like, it was pretty much her wedding. I was just a guest. I didn't really mind, you know, what color everything was. But, yeah, she organised the whole lot. And when I did my speech at the end, I thanked everyone under the sun, like Mother Nature for the weather. But I forgot to thank her.
Oh.
And that's the biggest mistake I've ever made.
You can't peg back from that either. I bet that comes up a lot, does it?
It always comes up. There's no coming back from it, eh?
Thanks for that, Adam. We'll tell Jamie to make sure he puts Bridge on the list.
Yes. Noted.
Sarah in Varsity Lakes, what did you forget at your wedding?
I forgot my husband's wedding ring.
Oh, okay.
Just his?
Yeah, just his. What happened is we forgot the wedding ring and my bridesmaid had to take off her wedding ring. And then I said, with Courtney's ring... And I said my vows with my bridesmaid's ring.
Improvisation, we love it. See, all these things you got to remember, Bridge. Thanks for that, Sarah.
Noted.
No worries. Thank you.
Jim in Thornlands, what did you forget?
When I dropped my car off at the hotel that we were staying at for the wedding night, I left the house keys on the key ring. When I went to go to the wedding, I couldn't lock the house. I had to make an emergency dash back.
That's a panic too. You don't want to be panicked on your wedding day, right?
Well, I had to hang a bag on a broom, put the broom behind the door so the door stayed closed until my grandfather came to lock the house up.
It's all these little things. Thanks for that, Jim. That's brilliant.
Jody is in Pimpama. What happened?
Oh, my real dad got married the second time, and I think he just assumed that his new wife would do everything for him. They went away on their honeymoon. She didn't pack any clothes in his suitcase.
Whoa! He just... Hey, that's a good excuse for him, hey? Oh, Nikki Nuna. Woo-woo!
So I think the groom needs to be reminded that he needs responsibility too.
Oh, love it.
Oh, that's a great one. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. There's a few things to add to your list, Bridge.
Just a few.
You even need to write down to remind yourself to take the keys
and clothes.
Think of that. Oh.
All right.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We've got to give away our prize for caller of the day. Tickets to A Day on the Green with Rob Thomas. Sarah May Wines. He's coming back November 17 and tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster. What do we think? We had a lot of good callers today.
Yeah, we did, but we're giving away a $5,000 kids cubby house. And on the back of that, we thought, you know what? If you're an adult and you could have a cubby house, what would you want in it? For me, I'd just love a TAB and a radio.
Spa retreat. A bath. Just be awesome.
Remote control recliner with ice chilled drink holder.
Simple.
So
really?
Very simple, simple. And we spoke to Amy, and this is what she wanted in her adult cubby house.
For me, it's not what I want, it's what I don't want. I don't want the sink, so I have to do the dishes.
I like it.
I don't want light switches because my house of a night seems to be light up like the Christmas house at the Griswolds. Don't want an Xbox, so my son's not in there, and I don't want the Fisher Price little people, so I sprain my ankle every day stepping on one.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
There we go. Good call, and you win the tickets. Amy and Narak.
Well done.
What'd you win?
Tickets to A Day on the Green. Rob Thomas, Sarah May Wines, November 17. What a day that is going to be.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.